For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran. Innovative ways to market farm products are becoming increasingly important to many farmers in the region. Many who have developed effective roadside produce stands in the past are now looking for new ways to market their products. Dan Modlin has more on the story.
Roadside stands and farmers' markets are very popular across the region. Loyal customers come back week after week through the summer months and help to generate some needed income for many farm families. And now some of those farm families are looking for bigger and possibly better ways to increase their incomes and extend their marketing seasons.
I've got a little fruit stand on Main Street in Scottsville that I started years ago. I grew up in Breckinridge County and farmed as a child and just grew to love it.
Chuck Bennett says the roadside stand has become a good source of additional income and has helped his son offset some college expenses.
I work in the insurance industry, and I bought a little farm and would raise a little home produce, and I had a little extra, so I would throw it out in the yard and put a little can out there, and we would sell watermelons and dollar here, dollar there, and it just seemed like the next year people wanted more, so I thought, well, I'm going to plant more now.
Some farmers are finding that it can be profitable to grow several acres under contract for companies that sell produce. Brian Knott of Owensboro is president of a company called Grow Farms.
We have over 20 family farmers that grow for us. We do have a minimum requirement of about 10 to 15 acres per grower. Some growers may grow that amount, and some growers may grow 100 acres for us. We let them grow the crops they like to grow. It's everything from tomatoes, bell peppers, cucumbers, squash, zucchini. We're a one-stop shop for many retailers and food service companies.
Brian says growers have to have the correct type of certification to be successful in this type of farm production.
We do require all of our growers to be GAP certified, have a third-party auditor come to their farm and pretty much take a tour of the farm and make sure they're using safe practices on their operation. And the good thing about it is we haven't had a grower that's failed that test yet. The auditors have been very helpful with the growers and training them and showing and pointing out things that they need to concentrate on.
Knott says working from the Owensboro area, he likes to spend time on the farms that are under contract with his company.
I've got a farming background, and I used to manage huge vegetable operation for a family farm. So that's probably the favorite part of my job is going out to these farms. And yes, I'm out there a lot, making sure that everything is within the GAP limits, and then also working with the growers when it comes time to packing, well, even when it comes time to what fertilizer to choose or what chemical to spray on the crop, and especially when it comes down to packing, making sure that what we do is work with the growers and train the growers how to pack at the retail level so they've got all the control and then they get the best return back possible.
Ellen McGeaney is president of Grasshoppers Distribution in Louisville. That's a firm that buys both conventional and chemical-free produce and livestock for distribution to consumers and to some wholesale markets.
All of our food is sourced from farmers in Kentucky and southern Indiana. We also provide produce, vegetables, and fresh vegetables and fruits to 17,000 elementary school students at the Jefferson County Public School System, 90% of whom are on free or reduced school lunch.
There are some new federal regulations calling for more local produce in school lunches. McGeaney believes those regulations will create some opportunities in the region.
There are some new regulations that have come down for the school systems to add dark leafy greens and the orange, deep orange colors, which is great for our climate because we have sweet potatoes and butternut squash. So one of the things that Grasshoppers is doing now is processing. It's the first time we've actually done our own processing for the school system. We made our first delivery of processed cantaloupe to the Jefferson County Public School System, and we're looking to expand the school systems that we're providing.
Remember that when you're at the farmer's market, you actually go get that entire dollar.
The idea of developing new markets for farm produce recently drew a large crowd to a meeting at the National Corvette Museum in Bowling Green for a workshop called Connecting Farms to Local Markets. Allen County Extension Agent for Family and Consumer Sciences Janet Johnson helped to coordinate that meeting.
There is interest in the what we call the locally grown movement because the consumer is absolutely interested in having that freshest, best quality product for their overall health and for safety too, with safety concerns. On the other hand, they need access to that product. And in order to provide that, the buyers and producers are looking to increase market potential, and understanding how the two work together has been the goal of the conference and is succeeding.
Johnson agrees with those who believe there is significant potential for the use of more locally grown produce in the school systems.
There's a lot of encouragement within the public school system to get children off to the best possible start, and one of those starts is to work with them in developing healthy eating habits. And the role that the public school plays in those healthy habit developments are, of course, it's immeasurable. They are interested in providing that great quality of food to children for their overall health, but again, to help them to understand that they will be those future consumers, they will be the family members working together to develop their own diets and to take responsibility for accessing the benefits of that locally grown food.
Jack Bennett says he and his son have been supplying locally grown melons for the local school system for some time.
About 5 years ago, I knew the lady. We were just friends that run the cafeteria and all at the Allen County High School. And she asked me one day, hey, could you bring me some fresh watermelons up? And I said, yeah, sure. So that's kind of what started. So for the past 5 years, we provide the watermelon, cantaloupe, tomatoes, cucumbers, squash, peppers for the Allen County school system. So we've done this for about 5 years. And actually, that's what I'm here to, you know, to tell some of the other, maybe what we call ourselves just hobby farmers, small-time farmers, that you can take just a couple acres and you can make a little money with it. And I think it may be something that might really jump, because with the price of fuel and shipping, it's hard to get a load of watermelons or cantaloupe shipped from California or Texas or Florida and get back to, you know, your local schools or even your groceries or whatever without a lot of extra cost on there because of fuel.
Chuck Bennett says one of the things he's always enjoyed about the produce business is that he's been able to operate it on the honor system.
At our, we call it Main Street Farms there in Scottsville, but it's all on the honor system. We've got everything priced. The watermelons, it doesn't matter how big they get, they're priced anywhere from $1 to $4. Everything's priced, and we just have a mail slot on the side of the house, a little sign, please pay here. So we lose some, you know, somebody will walk off some once in a while, but that doesn't bother us too much. But it's all on the honor system, and we've been doing it for 10 years, and it works very well. All the people in Scottsville, they pretty much know it, because we hear the little mail slot. It'll open at sometimes, you know, midnight or 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and it's somebody come by buying some vegetables, and they'll just drop the money in the mail slot, and it just kind of drops into the house. So it's all on the honor system.
If you'd like more information about new opportunities for marketing Kentucky produce, Janet Johnson has this advice.
We invite those interested in beginning production or increasing production on the front line to check with their local cooperative extension service, the county extension agents that work both with the producers directly, but also with consumers and kind of talking about what the market potential will be, are located in those frontline offices that are found in each Kentucky county.
For WKU Public Radio, this is Dan Modlin.